Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is April 5th, 2019. The day was April 5th, 1614. A Native American woman named Matoaka, better known by her nickname Pocahontas, married Jamestown colonist John Rolfe. Pocahontas was the daughter of Chief Wahun Seneca, also called Powhatan, the paramount chief of the Powhatan chiefdom. Known as Senecomico, the chiefdom included about 30 Algonquian-speaking tribes in what is now Tidewater, Virginia, and Virginia's eastern shore. In May 1607, English colonists founded Jamestown, the first permanent English colony in North America. Pocahontas and Powhatan didn't meet any English colonists until late December of that year, when Captain John Smith was captured by Powhatan's brother and eventually taken to Chief Powhatan at Werowocomoco, Powhatan's capital. The story goes that Pocahontas rescued him from his execution, but that's likely not the truth. Back then, as it still happens today, Pocahontas's power within the Powhatan tradition was often played up. Smith was given permission to leave Werowocomoco. In 1608, Smith became the president of Jamestown. That same year, Pocahontas was part of a delegation that went to Jamestown to negotiate the release of several Native Americans who had been captured. On that trip, and on later envoys to Jamestown, Pocahontas was mainly a symbol of Powhatan's trust in Smith. Pocahontas was pretty playful. An English writer, William Strachey, even described her doing cartwheels with English boys in Jamestown. Relations between the English and the tribes were okay at first. Powhatan sent food to the colonists, and the colonists traded with the Powhatan peoples. But by the winter of 1608, relations had soured as the English demanded more food that the tribes did not have. The First Anglo-Powhatan War began, and Powhatan moved his capital west. Pocahontas was barred from visiting Jamestown, though she did still have some interaction with the colonists, and Smith left Virginia because of an injury in October 1609. But Pocahontas, who would have been around 14 in 1609 and 1610, was getting older, wearing the clothing of adults and getting tattoos. Pocahontas, like other Powhatan women, could choose to marry whom she wanted. In 1610, Pocahontas married a Native American man named Coco'on, who was a commoner, but also some sort of warrior. It's not clear where they lived or if they had children, but English documentation and Native oral history show that Powhatan was happy with Pocahontas' choice and stayed close to his daughter after the marriage. But during this time, the colonists were expanding beyond Jamestown. In 1613, Captain Samuel Argall found out Pocahontas was living with the Potawatomi tribes, and with the help of the tribe, kidnapped her and held her as ransom for the return of stolen weapons and English captives. She was then taken to Jamestown, and probably Henrico, a nearby settlement. Accounts differ on how Pocahontas was treated at this time. Some say she was treated well, while others say she was raped. But it was during this time when Pocahontas learned the English language, traditions, and religion. And in 1614, she was baptized and given the Christian name Rebecca. By the time an agreement was reached for her release, Pocahontas had fallen in love with the English colonist John Rolfe, who had introduced the tobacco crop in Jamestown. Rolfe asked Sir Thomas Dale, the deputy governor of Virginia, for permission to marry Pocahontas. In a letter to Dale, Rolfe said that the marriage was not for the unbridled desire of carnal affection, but for, quote, the good of this plantation, for the honor of our country, for the glory of God, for my own salvation, and for the converting to the true knowledge of God in Jesus Christ, an unbelieving creature, namely Pocahontas. Powhatan and Dale agreed to the marriage, and on or around April 5, 1614, either Minister Alexander Whitaker or Richard Buck performed the ceremony. At that point, her first marriage ended, and the couple had a son named Thomas, although it's not clear when. But Pocahontas' marriage to Rolfe brought about a period of peace between the tribes and the colonists, as Powhatan called an end to the war. The Virginia Company of London, which had funded the settling of Jamestown, saw this unlikely pairing as a marketing opportunity and trotted the couple out to England in 1616. The English upper class largely doted on her while she was there, as her appearance was a spectacle to them, and she was even presented at the court of King James I. But in March 1617, when Pocahontas and John were about to head back to Virginia, Pocahontas died, possibly of an upper respiratory illness or dysentery. Soon, the peace that their marriage had incited would deteriorate, and the Second Anglo-Powhatan War began in 1622. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for more tidbits of history.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.